السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس والدواب والأنعام مختلف ألوانه كذلك إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء إن الله عزيز غفور. وقال تعالى أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نذر الله امرأ سمع منا شيئا فبلغه كما سمعه فرب مبلغ أو عام سامع. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Brothers and sisters, somebody once made a complaint and they said ما بال علماء زماننا لا يتعظ الناس بمواعظهم. They said, what is wrong with our scholars that we fail to benefit from their advices? This was the complaint made. What is wrong with the scholars? Is it a shortfall on their behalf or on our behalf that we fail to benefit from their advices and their sayings and their pearls? So somebody gave the answer that إن علماء السلف كانوا أيقاظا وكان الناس نياما. فنبأ الأيقاظ النيام. They said, in the previous days, the scholars of the past, they were very vibrant and very active, and the masses were asleep. So the scholars of the past, being active, they could very easily wake those people who were sleeping. However, the problem in our time is, the scholar says is, وَعُلَمَاءُ زَمَانِنَا نِيَامٌ وَالنَّاسُ مَوْتَى. He says, and the problem in this time is, the scholars, they are asleep, and the masses are dead. So how could now a sleeping scholar, or scholars who are asleep, wake up somebody who is dead? This cannot happen. So we need to really appreciate the work of scholars. And ilm itself, which is what I want to briefly remind ourselves of today. What is ilm? We see Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, he says ilm is four things. Number one, as-samt, to be silent. And we learn from Surah Al-Kahf how Musa alayhi salam, when he stood up in the gathering, as is mentioned in the narration of Bukhari, and he says, I am the most learned. When he was asked who is the most learned, he said, I am the most learned. Then he was told to go and meet this man, Khidr alayhi salam, who is more learned than him. فَقَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. So when he met Khidr alayhi salam, he says, oh Khidr, I've come to take knowledge from you. I've been told that you are somebody with great wisdom and great knowledge. So this is the first thing, as-samt, to be silent. The second thing, Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, he says, is hifz, to memorize, to learn. This is also part of knowledge, that we memorize, that we keep it within our brain, within our chest, to memorize the knowledge. Because we know, if somebody just reads books, and they continue reading books and books, but we know in the past when scholars, when their books were destroyed, or their houses were destroyed, they were just scholars while they had their books. Afterwards they realized that I am only a scholar if I have my books. When my books have gone away from me, I am no longer a scholar. So hifz is very important to learn. And in this regard, the Prophet ﷺ has said in this narration that I have mentioned, such beautiful words, نَضَّرَ اللَّهُ مْرَعًا سَمِعَ مِنَّا شَيْئًا فَبَلَّغَهُ كَمَا سَمِعَهُ فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْعَامٍ سَمِعٍ. That the word نَضَّرَ, now how can you translate it? If you look in the dictionary, نَضَّرَ means may Allah illuminate, may Allah freshen, may Allah give good life to, beautiful health, wealth to this person. Who, which person? The one who learns my words, who memorizes my words, and then does what? فَبَلَّغَهُ كَمَا سَمِعَهُ. And he tells it to the masses the way he heard it from me. This is the dua of Rasulullah ﷺ for that person who learns the words of Rasulullah ﷺ and conveys them as he has heard them. Such a great dua that this person who learns the knowledge of this religion, this dua shall be with this person for the rest of his life. The dua of Rasulullah ﷺ. May this person be illuminated. May he be freshened. May he be very vibrant and very active person. May he have health. This is the dua of Rasulullah ﷺ. So, al-hifz. Then, the most important, after that, al-amal. To do actions according to that. Actions according to the knowledge. And this is in fact important as well, because we see in the Quran, this is the main incident that I want to speak on. The main incident. In the Quran, there is one incident. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in Surah Al-Qasas about Qarun. About Qarun. Now, we know Qarun, he was the, according to the some Mufassirin, they say, he was the cousin, like Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he says, he was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. Not only that, but some scholars also say that he had memorized the Torah. The Torah, he knew it off by heart. There was no one better than him that knew it better than him. He knew the Torah. So what happened? He became very rich. And Allah blessed him with a lot of wealth. But he then attributed this wealth to himself. And this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about in the last portion of Surah Al-Qasas. This is the main talk. So what does Allah Azza wa Jalla say? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوعُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. That indeed Qarun was from the people of Musa a.s. But he behaved فبغوا عليهم. He behaved arrogantly towards them. And we gave him the treasures. Such treasures that even the men Ulil Quwa, the people of strength, they were finding it difficult to hold on to his keys. Just the keys to his treasures. The words of the Quran. Such wealth Qarun had. This is the wealth he had. But what happened to him? Allah Azza wa Jal, when he came out to the people, Allah mentions that he came out and he displayed all of his wealth. And he came out wearing his nice garments. And he came out with all of his things. But this he attributed to himself. He says, قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. This knowledge, this is because of my own knowledge. I have got this because of my own knowledge. Remember, he was a hafiz of the Torah. He had memorized the Torah. So he's saying now, some scholars, they say this is now to do with the Torah, his knowledge of the Torah. Some say it was the knowledge of this world. Nevertheless, he says, this knowledge is from me, it's because of me, and this wealth that I've got, it's because of my beautiful knowledge that I've got. So what happened? He came in front of the people, and he showed them their wealth. And what did they say? Allah quotes them in the Quran, that these people, they came, and they said, we wish we had the wealth of Qarun. يَا لَيْتَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوْتِيَ قَارُونُ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. We wish we had the wealth of Qarun because he is one who is very fortunate person. So Allah Azza wa Jal, فَقَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah made him sink into the earth. With his arrogance, with his wealth, he sunk into the earth. And they observed this. So then their opinion changed. From Qarun being the person they wanted to be like, they said, no, this cannot be right. He had all this wealth, yet could it save him? Could it save him from being sunk into the earth? It could not. He had all that knowledge, it could not save him. So they said, afterwards they said, we do not want what Qarun wants. We thank Allah for not being amongst the likes of Qarun, because maybe we would have been sunk as well. Maybe, and we learn from this. Wealth, you know, the ayah talks about wealth. It's important. We need it. That we have our portion of this world and gather your wealth for the hereafter. Do your activities according to the hereafter. But do not forget the portion of this world. These are the words of the Quran. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنَ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And be good and do good to Allah as Allah Azza wa Jalla has done good to you. But when this wealth, when you want to rejoice and become arrogant and have this takabbur, then the hadith of Rasulullah is very clear in front of us. It's very clear. When he sent Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, he sent him to Bahrain. He sent him to get the jizya, the tax of the people, and bring it back. So he brought the wealth back. And the Ansar, they heard about this, that the money is coming. So they were very happy. They were in joy. And so they presented themselves after the Fajr prayer to Rasulullah ﷺ. And they said, Rasulullah ﷺ asked them, are you here for the wealth? I think you've heard about it. They said, yes, we've heard about the wealth, and this is why we have come here. So Rasulullah ﷺ says to these people, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ ولكنني أخشى أن تبسط عليكم الدنيا كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم. والله I do not fear poverty for you. The words of Rasulullah. But I fear for you a time when too much of this money will come and you will contend with one another for this money, and in the interim of contending with one another, you shall destroy one another as the people before you destroyed one another. This is what will happen. And so we learn about the Sahaba. You see, they would spend time on knowledge, on ilm. This was their main activity. And so Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he said, أَدْرَبْتُ أَكْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَحَ عَلَىٰ عُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ دِرْهَمِهِ. He said, I sat in the company of Sahaba and I met with them and I learned with them and I found them one thing, they were more possessive over their time than they were over their money. The words of Hassan Basri. They were more possessive over their time than they were of their money. The money they would give freely. They were not very tight on the money, but they were tight on time. Because they spent their time in ilm, in gaining the knowledge. So we learn from the Quran the knowledge, the ayah that I have mentioned. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in this ayah, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Indeed, those who fear Allah the most, these are the scholars. They are verily the ulama of your people, those who fear Allah. So fearing Allah, if we read the text of the Quran, the scholars have said that we should have tadabbur of the Quran. Like Allah mentioned in Surah Muhammad. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Why do you not then ponder over the Quran? Or are your hearts locked up? Are they sealed up with a tight lock? Will you then not ponder upon this Quran? Because this Quran has been sent to for this reason. And the trait or the characteristic of the believer is that he will have a reaction when he reads the Quran. Whereas the trait or the characteristic of the disbeliever, he will be filled with disgust when he reads the Quran. So what does Allah say in Surah Zumar? وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. When you mention Allah, when you mention the Quran, when you mention the words of Allah, their hearts are filled with disgust. They do not want to talk. They cannot bear it. But when you mention their people, their chiefs, all of their leaders, the people they worship besides Allah, they will rejoice. They will be happy to talk on hours and hours. And so we see a dilemma as the Muslim Ummah today faces, the youth especially. They are growing up, learning and talking about football stars, and other stars, and cricketers, and other things, but they do not know about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They do not know about the companions of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How they gave their lives, they do not know. And in fact, even if you sometimes talk to Muslims, if you mention something to them about Quran, if you mention Hadith to them, they get filled with, they do not want to talk about it anymore. They just want to change the subject. They'd rather talk about what's on the news or something. So Allah is saying, this is the quality you see of the kuffar. This is what they do. Tufail ibn Amr ad-Daws. They told him, you will hear something from this man, it's magic. He might give you a spell, so put cotton in your ears. He said, I had to put cotton in my ears. But when he got to the Kaaba, how could he resist seeing Rasulullah ﷺ worshipping Allah? How could he resist it? And same with Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. When the companions of Rasulullah were at the Kaaba, and they said, Wallahi, the Quraysh, they need to hear this Quran. Which one of us is going to get up and read the Quran? They said, Wallahi, they need to hear it. They have not heard it openly yet. So this man, this young man, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he got up and he said, I will openly start reciting Quran. They said, no, you sit down. We worry for you. They might do something to you. Please, we do not want you to harm yourself. He says, no, I'm ready for this talk. He went to the Kaaba, right in front of the majlis of the Quraysh, where they were. And he began reciting from that surah which we know, which we all recognize when we read the Taraweeh. Because of the same word being repeated, he started reciting the surah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ar-Rahman. علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان. He started reciting this surah and it gave them a shiver. It gave them a shiver and it could not even give us a shiver. And they said to him, what are you reciting? Are you reciting those magical words of Muhammad? Is this what you are reciting again? And they began beating him. This is the power of the Quran, that when Najashi heard this Quran, the narration mentions his bed was dripping from tears. And we ask ourselves, when was the last time we opened this Quran up? We talk about ilm. The ulama have mentioned about ilm. Imam Nawawi says the first thing which we were taught was taught to all the scholars was the Quran. The first thing. Then they were taught fiqh, they were taught other things. The first thing, because Quran, this is the basis for the fiqh. Fiqh, it comes from Quran and Sunnah. Sunnah and Hadith. This is the first thing. So they were taught Quran, and this, they memorized Quran. They learned it. And so they had the dua of Rasulullah with them. If we look, in fact, Allahu Akbar, if Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he was on his deathbed, what happened at that time? When you read this, he was about to die, and Uthman radiallahu anhu, he came to visit him. And he said, Ya Abdullah, tell me, ماذا تشتكي? What's the pain? What's wrong with you? Now you ask somebody nowadays on their deathbed, they will tell you literally, this is paining, my head is paining, my chest is paining. What did Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu say? He says, ذُنُوبِي. My sins are paining. Oh Uthman, my sins. I fear for myself. On his deathbed and he's thinking about his sins. So Uthman radiallahu anhu says to him, okay, ماذا ترجو? So what's the hope now, oh Abdullah? He says, رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي. He says, the mercy of my Allah. Because you should never despair in the mercy of Allah. And he had that. He said, I wish for mercy from Allah. So Uthman radiallahu anhu says to him, O Abdullah, أَمَرُ لَكَ بِطَبِيبِي. Shall I get you a doctor? He says, الطَّبِيبُ أَمْرَدَنِي. The doctor is the one who has given me this illness. He says, Uthman radiallahu anhu says to him, أَمَرُ لَكَ بِعَطَائِن. Do you want me to sort out some finances for you? For you to leave behind for your daughters? Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, what shall I do with this money? I'm about to leave this world. What am I going to do with it? He says, you can give it. Uthman radiallahu anhu says, you can give it to your daughters. Then you will feel secure that I've left something behind for them. In the middle of this illness, while he was about to die, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he gets up and he says, oh Uthman, atakhsha banati al-faqr? Atakhsha banati al-faqr? Do you fear poverty for my young daughters? أَتَخْشَى بَنَاتِ الْفَقْرِ. He says, I have introduced to my daughters the system of Allah. إِنِّي أَمَرْتُ بَنَاتِ أَنْ يَقْرَأْنَ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ سُورَةَ الْوَاقِعَةِ وَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ الْوَاقِعَةِ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ لَمْ تُسِبْهُمْ فَاقَةً عَبَدًا. He says, I have told my daughters that you recite Surah Al-Waqi'ah every night and it will be enough for you. Because I have heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say from his own lips, whoever recites Surah Al-Waqi'ah every night, no poverty shall come upon this person. This is the power of Quran and this is what we need to understand. Ilm, it will come when we come to closer to the Quran. This was my message. That we come, first step is the Quran. Like the ulama, they will learn the Quran. So let us, in our life, let us come closer to Quran. When Rasulullah ﷺ spoke of a time where there will be fitna and fasad on this earth, then the companions asked, Man makhruju minna ya Rasulullah? What will be the way out on that day? What is going to be the way out? The fitna that we find ourselves in, the problems we find ourselves in. What is the way out? He said, Kitabullah. The book of Allah. You go back to the book of Allah, there will be all the solution to your problems. There will be the solution to your problems. Nowadays, how many problems we have? Rasulullah ﷺ says in the hadith, يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ دَجَّالُونَ كَذَّابُونَ يَأْتُونَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَحَدِيثِ بِمَا لَمْ تَسْمَعُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا آبَاؤُكُمْ فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ لَا يُضِلُّونَكُمْ وَلَا يُفْتِنُونَكُمْ. They will come a time near the end of time upon this ummah where there will be many liars and false imposters and they will speak something which you have never heard. Neither you nor your forefathers have heard. what do we not face this problem today? Of course, we can all agree we do face it. But what is the way out of this problem? The Kitab Allah, the Book of Allah. For us, unfortunately, the reality is for us, when there is a wedding ceremony, this Book of Allah opens and we read a few ayahs. When there is a janazah in the house, then we open the Book of Allah and say, everyone start reading Surah Yasin, start reading this surah. And that's it, closed, the Quran is closed then. For the rest of the time, only when there is a wedding, only when there is a janazah, this is where our relationship with the Book of Allah. I ask you, brothers and sisters, how do we face on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, when Rasulullah s.a.w. is going to say, as Allah says in Surah Al-Furqan, Ya Rabbi, inna qawmi ittakhadu hadha al-Qur'an mahjura. Oh my Lord, my people, they abandon this Qur'an. I ask you, what is going to be our response? Are we go, when we just leave it for the janazas and the weddings? Should this not be, subhanallah, we just take it for the janazas and weddings, when for the Sahaba this was the moving force. The Qur'an was the moving force. How could they challenge the Qur'an? The poets had never heard anything like the Qur'an. The words of the Qur'an, it would really strike them. But is it striking us? This is the question. So Qur'an must become part of our lives. And we must begin reading it, understanding it. For those who do not know Arabic, there are translations available and effort must be put to learn Arabic. This is the main thing. Because this is ilm. Ilm will be, this is how we acquire ilm. Assent, be silent. We listen. We listen to what the ulama have to say, the scholars. What do our scholars have to guide? Benefit us. Then hif, we learn that, we preserve it, we keep it in our chest. Then amal, action. See, with Qarun, he did not have action. But those people who had action, what did they say? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. The people of knowledge, they said that our wealth is in, we regard it in the hereafter, and we are those who are patient in this world. Patience has to preserve in this world. This was the perspective of those who had knowledge or ilm. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the beneficial knowledge. Like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to make the prayer, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. Oh Allah, we ask your protection from the knowledge which does not benefit us. Wa min du'a'in la yasma, and that supplication which is not heard. Wa min qalbin la yakhsha, and from that heart which has become, it's not humid, there's no humility left in the heart anymore. We ask Allah for protection from that sort of heart which has no humility left. Because Allah speaks about those people who had, who are they? ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Those people whose hearts became hard. Why? Because they left their books. They left them. And we ask, and the final dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa, wa min du'a'in la yasma, wa min qalbin la yakhsha, wa min nafsin la tashba, and a soul that is not satisfied. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for knowledge, to act according to the knowledge, and for afiyah. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد, in the verse that I, the second verse that I recited from the beginning, Allah says in Surah Al-Zumar, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Say, are those equal, those who know and those who do not know? These two categories, now we have to understand knowledge. Imam al-Shafi'i says, knowledge is two things. There's two aspects to knowledge, two parts, or two different types of knowledge. One is the medicine, and that is for the physical body. The second knowledge, Imam al-Shafi'i says, is for the soul. That is the knowledge of Quran, the Islamic, the knowledge, the ilm. And that is for the soul. He says you need both of these. You need both of these. One, al-tib, the medicine for the body. to protect yourself from harm, and for your soul to protect your soul from harm. Because these nafs, when you obey the nafs, because the nafs, it will take you down. And that is why the hadith says, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. That the one who is not intelligent is the one who follows his nafs, his lower desire. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ وَهَوَاهُ وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the one who is intelligent is the one who follows what Allah Azza wa Jalla has prescribed for us in the fitrah. In the fitrah, which is the inclination of every person. So knowledge and action. The narration of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a very frightening narration in fact, of Ziyad ibn Labid radiallahu anhu, when he says, there was a time Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke of a time where knowledge will be taken away. So he says, I asked the Messenger of Allah, and how will this time come, O Messenger of Allah, when we teach the book of Allah to our children, and they shall teach it to their children, and they shall teach it to their children, and this shall go on till Yawm al-Qiyamah. How can knowledge go? And it seems like a very logical question, a very reasonable question. However, it was a cause of concern for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, O Ziyad, may your mother weep tears over you. I used to think you were of those, one of the most intelligent people of Medina. Have you not seen the Jews and the Christians? They read their books, they read the Torah, they read the Injil, but they do not benefit from anything in them. Have you not seen this? So they do not benefit from these things. They do not So how can we benefit from Quran? We must act according to Quran. With amal, we will get it. And also, for those who are acquiring knowledge, the sincerity, the part of sincerity, it is essential. Because this, the ulama, they say this is one of the most dangerous things. They were very faithful. If you read the books of Imam Baghdadi, they write very stern words. We were very afraid of learning hadith. They were afraid sometimes. Why would they narrate hadith? Why would they, like, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he once said, هَتَفَ الْعِلْمُ بِالْعَمَلِ فَإِنْ أَجَابَهُ وَإِلَّا ارْتَحَلْ. He says, knowledge called upon the action. And if action responded, they will both join. If they did not respond, they will both go on to their separate ways. Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he says, Himmatul ulama ar-ri'aya wa himmatul sufaha ar-riwaya. He says the objective of the scholars is to guide people. This is in their heart, that we must guide people towards Quran. People must be left, they must think that I must read Quran. They must be left guided towards the Quran. But he says wa himmatul sufaha ar-riwaya. But those who are foolish, those who are ignorant, those who do not know, they just keep narrating and narrating and narrating hadith after hadith, ayah after ayah, without any understanding. And so, Allah speaks about in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 78, Allah speaks about Ahl al-Kitab, how they got away from their books and how they knew not what was in their books, the Jews. What Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says under the commentary of this ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, he says these people, they ummiyun, they were illiterate, but it does not mean they did not know how to read and write. They knew how to read and write their books. They learned their books in fact. They memorized their books. But la fiqh, they did not understand it. They did not have any la faham. They did not understand their books. So they would recite. And they would be content with the tilawah. The words of Ibn Taymiyyah, they would be content with just reciting every day. That we are reciting the book. And unfortunately in the institutions, in the modern day of teaching and learning, this is exactly and precisely what is going on. It's just tilawah and it's just qira'ah, it's just recitation and tajweed, and that's it. That's as far as it goes. But what about the fahm? What about the tadabbur and the tafakkur and the fiqh? What about the understanding of this kitab? Was there not the moving force of this first ummah? And that will only, when we go back to that, only will we receive joy and contentment and aman and security. Only when we go back to this true understanding of Quran. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to give us true understanding of Quran. We ask Allah to help us to act according to Quran and Hadith. and make us of, and keep us away from those who are arrogant. Keep pride away from our hearts, O Allah, and give us the beneficial knowledge, and keep us away from those hearts which have, do not have khushu, O Allah. And we ask you for taqwa and for sabr, O Allah. Give us taqwa and sabr and afiyah. Allahumma hadina fi man hadayt, wa afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt, wa barik lana fi ma atayt, wa qina sharra ma qadayt. فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر La ilaha illallah.
Brothers, can we ensure that our feet are together and there's no gaps between us? Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترون عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
يلا مامي
Thank you.